ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता पाई स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 8 वर्स 23 टू 28, डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ ब्राइट एंड डार्क पाथ्स एंड ग्लोरी ऑफ द योगी हु नोज देम। चैप्टर 8 वर्स 23, यात्र काले त्वनावृत्तिम आवृत्तिम चैव योगिनः प्रयातायान्ति तं कालं वक्ष्यामि भरतर्षभ। नाउ आई शैल टेल यू ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द भारतस, एड्रेसिंग अर्जुन, द टाइम और द पाथ व्हेन द योगीज लीव देयर बॉडीज नेवर टू रिटर्न एंड द पाथ व्हेन दे डिपार्ट to return. Comment. As an example, whatever place we happen to have left off any of our possessions, that is clothes, bags or money, etc., to get that article, we have to go back to that place. In the same manner, when we have attachment towards an object or person, we have to come back to the world. It means by keeping the relationship with the changing body world, one returns, but if one does not keep relationship with the world, he does not have to come back to the world. Chapter 8 verse 24. Agnir jyotir ahak shuklah shanma sa uttarayanam tatra prayata gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vido Janah. In the path in which the deities of effulgent fire, the daylight, the bright fortnight, and the 6 months of the northern solstice preside, departing after death, the knowers of Brahma, having attained Brahma Loka first, finally reach Brahma along with Brahma. Comment. In the beginning stage of their spiritual practice, if the aspirant has the urge and insistence to go to Brahma Loka, they go to Brahma Loka first before attaining the Karma Mukti or liberation by action. Then at the time of Mahapralaya or the Great Dissolution, become liberated along with Brahma. In the path of Karma Mukti, coming to Brahmaloka is like a station where seekers of enjoyment get down. But those who do not have any desire left for enjoyments, they do not get down there. When we do not have any motive, then it does not make any difference whether there is a station or a forest along our way. Chapter 8 verse 25. धूमो रात्रिस्ततः कृष्णः षण्मास दक्षिणायनं तत्र चांद्रमसं ज्योतिर् योगी प्राप्य निवर्तते। इन द पाथ इन विच द गॉड्स प्रिसाइड ओवर स्मोक द नाइट द डार्क फॉर्टनाइट एंड द 6 months ऑफ द सदर्न सोल्स्टिस प्रिसाइड दस ट्रवर्सिंग थ्रू देम द योगी डिवोटेड टू एक्शंस विथ अ मोटिव after death, obtains the lunar light and he returns to the mortal world to continue the cycle of birth and death. Chapter 8 verse 26. Shukla Krishne gati hyete jagatak shashvate mate ekaya yatena vrittim anyaya vartate punaha. These two paths, the bright and the dark, are believed to be eternal paths for the beings of the world. Proceeding by one, a man does not return, while taking the other path, he returns. Chapter 8 verse 27. Naite shriti partha janan yogi muhyati kashchana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhava arjuna. O Partha, addressing Arjuna. Knowing in its essence these two paths, no yogi is deluded. Therefore, be established in yoga all the time. Comment: the man with a selfish motive, having desire for enjoyment and prosperity, is deluded and is subjected to birth and death cycle. But who knows the bright and dark paths become a yogi having no selfish motive. Therefore, he is no longer subject to the birth and death cycle, meaning that he does not have to go to the dark path. Chapter 8, verse 28. Vedeshu yajneshu tapah suchaiva, daneshu yat punya phalam pradishtam. Atyeti tat sarva midam viditva, yogi param sthanam upayiti chadyam. The yogi, meaning bhakti yogi, knowing this secret, the subject described in this chapter, transcends all the rewards promised in the scriptures of meritorious deeds, such as the study of the Vedas, performance of sacrifices, austerities and charities, and he attains the supreme primeval abode. Comment: after concluding the topic of bright and dark paths in the previous verse, the Lord concludes here the whole chapter. Whatever numerous meritorious deeds, such as study of Vedas, yajnas, austerities, charity, etc., highest reward of all is to attain Brahmaloka, from where one has to return back to the world. But the devotee of God, who has surrendered to God, transcends the Brahmaloka and attains the supreme abode, from where he does not have to return again to the world. Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastri Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Akshara Brahma Yogo Nama Ashtamo Dhyayaha. In the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahman, the Supreme, the science of yoga, and the dialogue between Shri Krishna and Arjuna, this is the eighth discourse designated the Yoga of the Imperishable Brahma. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.